Wednesday is Youth Day, a day on which South Africans commemorate the Soweto Uprising, which took place on 16th June 1976, where thousands of students were ambushed by the apartheid regime as they spoke out on Afrikaans as the language of teaching. Now, on Youth Day, South Africans pay tribute to the lives of these students and recognize the role of the youth in the liberation of South Africa from the apartheid regime. Today, we look at the high unemployment amongst our youth and how that is compromising them. And joining us today to have this discussion, we have the Acting HR Director at Facilities Management Company, Servest, and that is Melanie Servest. Melanie, a very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. How are you today?
I'm good in yourself. Right. So let's look at how deep a situation, how bad a situation is it when it comes to the levels of unemployment as far as youth in South Africa are concerned?
Sure. So, you know, if we look at it, it's around, if we look at, you know, youth unemployment from a global perspective, we're looking at, you know, youth actually being more than 50% of our national base. And statistics show that, you know, basically youth unemployment is anything between 38% to, you know, 50%. So it's quite, it varies within the ranges from year to year, but it is quite a significant percentage of unemployment of youth that we see within South Africa.
We know unemployment is an ongoing challenge in South Africa, but why is it so particularly high amongst the youth?
So, you know, having been youth, I think I started my career about 5 years ago within South Africa. Having graduated from varsity, you still found that it was difficult. You know, the answers that you particularly would get when you make the application is you do not have sufficient, you know, work experience, or they're looking for somebody with, you know, work experience plus qualification. So I think, you know, the difficulties is job scarcity, definitely one of them. Too much competition and lack of experience. I think, you know, if I were to categorize it, those would be the three main causes of, you know, youth unemployment being so high within South Africa.
What would you say are the solutions that we need to be looking at, Melanie?
So, obviously, you know, there's been a huge drive towards learnerships within organizations, but I definitely think one of the avenues is through learning and development, you know, whether it be learnerships, internships, but also not only providing those learnerships, because often you'll find companies are unable to absorb the number of learners that they have. So after a year of a learnership or an internship, you know, the company is unable to take them as a, you know, on a permanent basis. And so you find the colleague goes, the learner goes back to, you know, home being unemployed. So I definitely think that there needs, as South African organizations, we need to turn our focus to a much stronger mentorship, you know, with the mentorship component plus the theoretical interventions such as internship programs as well as learnerships. Mentorship plays a huge role, and I think sometimes it can get lost in that, because it does require time from, for example, an executive and an investment in that learner.
Do you think that government has got the right strategy in place to tackle youth unemployment?
I think they've partially gotten there, but I think, you know, if I were to think about the programs, you know, within organizations, the learnership component has definitely allowed for greater, you know, access. But if we were to look at, you know, the stream of, let's just say, an artisan, I think it's extremely difficult, and we have very limited number of people having opportunity to, you know, for example, become a motor mechanic or to become an electrician. I think those opportunities where we may find a lot more learners open to that environment not having it. So I definitely think there's room for improvement, and also strategically looking at where are the gaps within South Africa's markets, and then targeting those markets through learning interventions and job opportunities. So I'd say, you know, the learnership component has yielded positive results, but in the terms of practical work experience, in especially in the autism field and our you know, our critical skills which South Africa lacks, for example, you know, engineering, I think a lot more focus needs to be given to those areas.
For those youth who are unemployed and who are despondent, what's your message to them?
So my message to them is, number one, never give up. If you're not sending more than 50 CVs a day, and I know it may sound very harsh, you have limited rights to complain. I mean, you must understand that there are also people that have been employed in the market applying for that. And I think the most important thing is once you get that opportunity, make sure that you give of your best, that you put in the extra hours, that you're open to, you know, positive criticism, and you take it and improve yourself. Just number one, don't give up in applying. Number two, when you get that opportunity, be open to stretching yourself to become, you know, a success in your career.
All right, Melanie, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate
it. No problem. Have a great day.